Back Talk is an extension of the award-winning movie review show It's Movie Time, which airs on Thursdays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie review podcasts on NPR.
I love hearing that, Mindy. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mindy McFeon.
And this is Back Talk.
It's Movie Time is produced and hosted by John DeSando. Listen to broadcast shows Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. Read reviews and listen to shows online at WCBE.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mindy McFeon.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, Mindy, you know that I've recently joined the United Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
After a long period of being a Catholic boy.
Long bout.
Yep, including a Catholic altar boy.
Mm-hmm.
The darn religion has always been a mystery to me.
Right.
So finally we have a movie that is a mystery, but not a mystery.
Truth.
It's called The Conclave.
I knew that was there. The shutdown. The Pope shutdown. Pick a Pope shutdown.
No, right. It's a good one. Pick a Pope. I mean, the Pope dies. This is fictional.
Mm-hmm.
Pope dies.
Right.
The cardinals have to sequester themselves to pick a new Pope.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I would have thought with the imprimatur of the good Lord, this would be an easy process.
I wouldn't have thought that because you put a bunch of men in a room.
These are holy men. They're the leaders of the Catholic Church.
Yes. That's not my impression so much of that religion or any religion. You know, you have a bull have struggles with their personal demons. Let's call it that.
They are people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the mysteries of the many of the Catholic Church to me was the Pope speaking ex cathedra, I think they call it, when he speaks of religious matters, he's guided by God. Anyway, I had difficulty with it. But in this case, in choosing the Pope, you figure God would want to be involved.
I just think everybody interprets what that looks like. That God is only involved with men, involved with certain men and that kind of thing. So it's your interpretation. Theoretically, they're aspiring to be Jesus-like, but nobody gets there.
Nobody does get there. All right, so in the end, what is not necessarily a religious manifesto, but rather a story about the intricacies of that process of choosing a new pope.
Yeah.
Not a small matter.
Yeah, I wondered how they knew, like, what things looked like, or if that was made up. Like, how would they know the Pope's apartment look like, or the apartments they stay in? I don't know how public that stuff is, so.
Well, it's not. As a matter of fact, the director, Edward Berger, had created a chamber for them, because the original one, which people had seen, the one where they would stay, was too bland.
You mean the apartment, the hotel rooms, basically,
Is now the place where apparently Pope Francis stays. Domus Sancte Marte.
Right.
Compared with the Sistine Chapel and so on, it's pretty bland.
Right. I would think so. I mean, it should be.
Yeah, yes. I mean, so they did for the purposes of the film. They recreated it in a fashion that would make it more beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was still pretty stark. Just marble tiles everywhere.
It'd be tough to compete with the robes that these cardinals wear.
That's a lot of... Wow. I kept thinking the weight of them.
I know.
You know, because they're so layered and...
Yeah.
That they didn't trip. And I'm sure when they were making the movie, they tripped because they're not used to wearing long gowns.
It is pretty impressive. Even the umbrella scene.
Oh, I loved that. It was beautiful. I mean, I know that's a pretty used shot over the umbrellas.
Yeah, right.
But I thought it was, the umbrellas were white, and that one person didn't have an umbrella. I thought it was a really beautiful shot.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same shot as you might find in, say, Umbrellas of Cherbourg, I think.
Yeah, and then Hitchcock did it once, and then Road to Perdition did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. Yeah, that is beautiful. I mean, this is cinema, after all.
Absolutely.
It's not just kneeling and praying. People, live people, and in this case, chosen men, determining the future of their religion.
A lot of people.
Yeah, wow.
It's a lot of power.
Ralph Fiennes is the dean of these cardinals.
Yep.
And he's left with the job of corralling them.
Yeah, organizing everything.
Yeah. What do you think?
I thought he was wonderful. Just he's really good at being understated.
Yes.
And subtle, even when he's in Harry Potter world or wherever he is. There's just this undercurrent to him that I always find so mysterious.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's very layered, the way he plays characters, I think.
If you wanted somebody to play grave and serious, Rafe can do it.
Right. And confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
And confused, because he does have doubts. Now, that really
struck
me.
And I thought the doubts were interesting, because his doubts were about prayer. It wasn't about God. It was about prayer. So I presume that meant whether God would do your bidding.
Yes, yes, yes. And like our own elections now, we're recording this before the election.
Right.
I believe it will be aired before the election.
Mm-hmm.
There are liberals and conservatives, right?
In absolutely. Absolutely.
On the one side, you have Stanley Tucci playing a cardinal.
Yeah.
Who's liberal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he wants the church to keep progressing, and then another cardinal wants to take it back another 60 years. The Italian cardinal wants it to go back to being what he calls Italian and its origins. He thinks that the Pope should be Italian and that it should go back to doing it in Latin, all the liturgy in Latin, and I presume somehow throw women under the boat in that process.
Yeah, you think?
Probably. Just guessing.
One of my major complaints with the Catholic Church is this unwillingness to allow women to elevate beyond just being servants.
They show women being servants very clearly in the movie. They are the maids. They are the cooks. They are pretty much irrelevant other than their service they provide. I was shocked, because to me, the sexism in the church was the entire theme of the movie, and I didn't feel like it was barely brought up.
It wasn't. It was the themes for sure. Now, when they bring in Isabella Rossellini to play Sister Agnes, they're going for serious stuff.
Yeah, for 4 seconds. Yeah.
And that is true. And she flat out says, look, we're not supposed to be talking.
Yes.
We're just supposed to do our job. But she says, sometimes I have to talk. I have a mouth, too.
Yes. So, yes, they did mention that women did exist in the Catholic Church. You're right.
Although the film tries to underplay it, it's just the sexism is just so obvious.
I think it is the major theme of the movie, because without saying how it lands, that should have been a bigger talking point to me.
We know that they do select a pope finally.
Yep.
One of the interesting things besides the sexism here is the thriller aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we don't know who is going to be selected.
Nor do we know who's good or who's bad. I mean, there's a lot of implications of different people, and you're not quite sure who should be the pope.
Our lead, that would be Fiennes and Tucci's characters, seem to identify Tremblay as the enemy.
No, I thought that was the Italian guy that didn't want.
Like going back, I don't know why I'm thinking that Lithgow just has things in his background.
Yes, he has secrets. Do you uncover the secret if you want that person to be the pope, or do you let it lie?
Great question. Fiennes does a super job of being just disconcerted about that. A little bit about doubt, too.
Well, often we think it's justified if somebody agrees with us.
Yeah.
And not justified if they don't agree with us.
Well, Mindy, for the movie Conclave, do you think it does a service to the Catholic Church or not?
That's a really good question, John. I guess that depends on what you want the Catholic Church to be.
Okay.
Do you want it to be humble and human? Or do you want it to be all-knowing and perfect?
Yes.
I guess that would depend. And not being Catholic, I don't have that grown up with those kind of things. So I don't know how much you want the boat to be tipped. So I don't know the answer to that. That's a great question. I would ask somebody who grew up Catholic.
You hinted at what my position would be. It does both for me. It certifies the moments of grandeur that the church has always, even in its liturgy. It has some pretty powerful claims to make for the congregation. I think of benediction, for instance, as just a beautiful ceremony. So there's much good. On the other side, in my growing up and my being serviced by priests mainly and then by nuns, is that there was little room for doubt. Even though there was doubt, there was little acknowledgement of it. And that's why I like the United Church of Christ. Everything is open. And they don't try to hide anything in this cloud of mystery and grandeur. What this movie does for me it exposes both sides. What I love about just the whole business of being better than anybody else is all these men getting together and in these beautiful robes and voting numerous times to get to the right person. I appreciate that's what I thought about the church as a someone that I could look up to for leadership. Mm-hmm. But that's like looking up to Donald Trump for leadership. You're just going to be told what to do. Nothing there. So the doubt side was good for me.
Right, right.
There's a bit of a serve there for people who are looking at the Catholic Church and doubting and saying, look, the church recognizes this.
Right. There is humanity. I mean, it's very different than Judaism that is all based on questioning everything and discussing and all those kind of things. So, all religions have their way to operate.
Yes.
I mean, I've always had great respect for the ceremony and the tradition of Catholicism.
Yes.
I think that's a very comforting thing for people to have something. Rituals, I think, are really, really important. Not been comfortable with their politics. I think having it exposed is a healthy thing.
Yes, yes. Lest you think that they're trying to the church as grand and perfect. We know it's not, but we must remember that there have been imperfect popes.
Like the married ones?
Wait a minute. No, more modern. Pope John Paul's covering up the sex abuse cases.
Yeah. No, not very Christian, I would say.
And Pope Benedict the 16th was actually a Hitler youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of help for Hitler there.
One of the things that I really enjoy is Dan Brown's Da Vinci Codes and Angels and
those are fun.
And Demons.
They're fun.
And I as a Catholic boy, I just love those.
Absolutely.
Because it has some of the pomp and circumstance, but mostly it has the intrigue.
Yeah.
Which I always suspected when I was a kid growing up, but never faced, because you never saw the real intricacies of that until now, with all of the sex abuse in particular.
Yeah, it's so rampant.
It's hard to be dedicated to a religion that seems to be at the highest level, even the Pope.
Not protecting children.
Whoa.
Not protecting children and women. That's pretty, you would think that would be base.
But it goes back to our discussion on movie time. There has to be doubt. And in fact, Ralph Fiennes' Dean mentions that he wants that.
Yes.
And he recognized it himself.
Well, and even their own politicians, they're only one person. It is on us.
Yes, yes.
To not tolerate people who behave horribly.
Yes.
It is on us because they're one person. Hitler was one person.
Yes.
Thousands of people that keep people who are horrific in power.
Yeah.
By looking the other way or saying it, what makes you do that?
Well, imagine how difficult this is for a former Catholic boy.
I would think it would be terribly difficult.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Who made me? God made me. We've got our answers right there in our catechism.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a very human element comes in.
Right.
And one that sometimes can be compared with, say, Hitler. It has it.
Well, any politician spewing hate, they can spew the hate all they want, but if people start spewing it with them, that's when it grows into absolute tragedy, where real people get horribly hurt and murdered and all kinds of terrible things happen. It's fascism. There is religious fascism. There's cults.
And I think I felt at some point the Catholic Church had become like that, and become fascist.
That fear of it'll all fall apart, if the truth makes things fall apart, as opposed to truth making things stronger.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And truth is what makes everything stronger, every relationship in your life.
One of the things that I wish I had had as a Catholic boy, I got it at UCC when Pastor Ginny exposed the liberal theology in our church, and Marcus Borg, for instance, being the best example in his Heart of Humanity.
Right.
And one of the things that the Catholic Church could have done for me would be to nurture my doubt and to explain as much as possible.
Sure.
But as Marcus Borg says, he says, if you don't believe, for instance, that he walks on water, what is he trying to tell you?
Right.
What's the metaphor here?
Right, right.
And what if they had allowed me to go on that figurative journey with my doubts, I think I would have stayed.
Yeah.
But they just seemed not to allow me to do more thinking than possible along that fascist idea. I began to feel that they were telling me how to think, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, I don't think faith and ignorance have to be equal.
Right, right, yeah. What did he say? There's no faith if you don't have doubt.
Right.
You don't need faith if there's no doubt.
Point.
I know, right?
Really good point.
So you have to have them. And as people who are college educated, as we are, which even the meanest of college degrees has inside of it some kind of critical thinking.
You would hope so.
I know, but I just say not all do.
You would hope so. You would think that's what it was about.
Yeah, but that is what it wants to be about.
Right.
Even a smidge of critical thinking is different from what most people experience. So that's why college is such a great experience in itself.
Yeah. Well, and so should high school, middle school, elementary school.
Yes, that's
they
true.
Should all be about critical thinking.
Even in your experience with the middle school?
Yes, absolutely. Huh. We try to be as Socratic as we can. Absolutely.
Great.
We are not trying to just shovel information down their throats. We're asking what this means and what does it mean to you and what do you think? We do not try to
just
shovel things down their throat. It's imperative, especially nowadays. Maybe always. But if you, without critical thinking, crazy people take power.
And I like your analysis there. It certainly was true of my Jesuit training, though there was still a certain amount of dictatorial going on with the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they wanted to be as Socratic as you probably are in middle school. I was in high school and college with Jesuits.
Right.
So I think I had that critical thinking down, but what was allowed in a matter of doubt was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a couple of movies that you may not have heard of that I thought you'd find interesting about popes.
Yeah.
The first one is We Have a Pope in 2011. Michael Piccoli, a Frenchman, more than 200 screen credits. This is what I got from the net. Stars as a cardinal who is reluctantly elected pope and then visits a therapist to help him deal with panic over his new position.
That makes sense. It's like The Sopranos for the Catholic Church.
Yes. A comedy drama. It premiered in Italy in the spring of 2011 and played in competition at the 64th Cannes Film Festival. And we had the two popes just a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
much more intellectual than this one.
Yes.
And much more conversation. Good Lord, how I love that.
Yeah, right.
But I know that I was stimulated, and that putting it together with my experience as a Catholic was a really fine experience. There is also one more that I wanted to mention, and this came way back in 1986. Mindy, can you imagine this?
Yes.
It's called Saving Grace.
That sounds more familiar.
It does sound familiar, doesn't it? A young pope who accidentally locks himself out of the Vatican, penniless and in street clothes, travels anonymously to an impoverished Italian countryside village where he bonds with the downtrodden townspeople. The mysterious stranger gradually builds up their fortunes and morale, all the while dealing with the brutal leader of the village gang.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I know it is, yeah.
I like that.
I do too. Saving Grace. And you can see the interpretive level on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And as in any of these good films, it goes right down into our daily life. And there was a part in The Godfather Part 3 with the Pope. And beyond that, I have a whole bunch, like The Shoes of the Fisherman, Man for All Seasons.
Right.
Ones that we've heard about before. The Flowers of St. Francis, The Pope Must Die. I have a raft of them. Most of them I'm not familiar with. But this one that we're talking about is The Conclave.
Yes.
The visual in this.
Right.
Mindy, I can't film inside.
You can't go in the Sistine Chapel or anything?
You can't film.
Okay.
So they reproduced part of the Sistine Chapel. You know, the way they film it, you don't have to have the whole thing. They have a corner
right.
of it.
Right.
But they did a really good job with that.
Yeah.
And as we had talked about in its movie time, they had created the chambers because the ones that are there were not spectacular enough for a movie.
Right.
So,
right.
They don't plan to say that everything that they're doing in this film is accurate.
Yeah.
But probably fairly close.
Right. I guess you're guessing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea how much has been written about it or explained.
Not much.
I would think not, but I don't know.
Well, there's some parts of that ceremony that really intrigue me, how he pinned them all to the votes all together and burned them.
Yeah, they run a red string through them. I thought that was beautiful. And I presume at one time that was a way of making sure they were the actual ones, you know? And I presume originally it was the actual burning of them that created the smoke as opposed to a canister.
But
I mean, there's a lot of ceremony.
It's pretty exciting, though, when you think about thousands of people waiting outside for the smoke to rise. It was great.
Well, even the tureen or whatever that they flipped the votes into was really interesting.
Well, Mindy,
assuming that's true, I don't know if they're allowed to see that stuff.
One of the things that also intrigued me toward the beginning with the dead pope,
mm-hmm.
taking the ring off his finger.
Right.
And then they had to destroy the seal.
It's
an individual seal for a pope.
Oh, I didn't realize they were destroying it. I thought they just took it off.
No, they were, yeah.
Oh, you destroy the seal.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because they're not supposed to duplicate that.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they were just going to put it on another ring. Oh, that's interesting.
Mindy, I never think we'd have this much time, but we did. It's called The Conclave.
Yes.
And it's out in theaters now, and one of the best movies in the theaters at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Oscar time. This is a bit of a transitional period.
We're beginning
to get better movies.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that somebody here got an acting nomination.
I would think that would be
fair.
Yeah,
it would be nice. But anyway, it's a good thriller film. What's your advice?
Go see it. And it's good for... Go with somebody you can go afterwards, have dinner, and talk about it.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. This is a great conversation piece.
Absolutely.
And if it happens to be a fellow Catholic, or as in most cases, a former Catholic, even better.
Yes.
Because then you can share all your doubts.
Yes.
Which you have to have.
Absolutely.
Finally, the other adage here was Plato's, is that the only one who is qualified to lead is the one who doesn't want to lead.
Yes. Yes, that comes up.
Isn't that great? It's so human.
Yes.
And that's what comes back to it. You've got to accept any church, even the Catholic Church, as being run by human beings.
Absolutely.
And as we know from our Bible studies, one of the key notes for me is that God, or whoever created all of this, gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that being will not violate. So coming down to help them with the selection of the Pope, it's a no-no.
Yeah. It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
Free will.
Huge
responsibility.
Right. It's the essential gift. And for all those who are unwilling to think about it, who say, how can a God allow this to happen? Well, let me tell you something. Because God is remaining devoted to giving us free will, knowing, undoubtedly, that it would cause havoc.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we vote.
Yes. Conclave.
Yeah. Go see it.
And let's say our prayers for our upcoming election.
Please.